I don't want to make this a Tuesday tirade, but it's
please
something
do.
That...
It's very entertaining when you have a little soapbox effort.
Well, point of order, cyclists.
Okay.
Do they think they're superior or what? This is what annoys me, all right? School drop-off, you know, in the parking area there.
Yep.
So sitting there waiting in that little zone there, open the door of the car, nearly get sideswiped by a cyclist who decides at that particular moment to go past. Now, my beef with this dude is, one, why are you cycling through and going as fast as you were when there's all these cars around, parents doing pickup?
Yep. Yeah, so that's ridiculous for starters.
You know, and you're seeing doors fly open, so fair enough. You've got to avoid those. The next thing, though, this is the worst thing. I'm taking off after, you know, picking the kids up, and he's now chasing me on his bike, banging the side of the laser, banging the window.
Are you joking?
Having a tirade at me, saying I'm irresponsible, I didn't look out for him, and, you know, cyclists have right of way. Man, I was parked.
Okay, so hang on. What was his beef? That you opened your door?
Nelly sideswiped him.
Okay.
Without looking.
Right.
Yeah, the speed he was going, how the hell would I hope to see him in time?
Okay.
And then the audacity of him to chase after me, because
you've got to go slow
out as you pull out of the car
park.
Yeah,
okay.
So we obviously waited around for me to finish, eyed the car, and then had a bit of a go.
Well, were you in Lenny the Laser?
Yeah.
Okay. So he actually bashed your window?
Yeah, banging on and the roof, just to get my attention.
So what happened? Did you pull over and say, what are you doing, mate? Or
I said, mate,
what
let go of
did
the car, bugger off. I kept moving.
How does this stuff?
No way I was
going to
get into a confrontation with this guy because he was definitely in the wrong.
Yeah.
You don't go and chase down people. I mean, it was that close to assault. I mean, lucky a fist didn't come through the window.
That is heavy gear.
But the abuse out of his mouth really rattled me, rattled the kids.
Yeah. Did anyone... Like, were there any witnesses or anything?
I don't know. No one's mentioned the incident. I'm sure there were, but probably no one wants to get involved, do they?
Yeah, okay. Oh, my goodness.
Now, I understand cyclists, and look, he said, have right of way. I know we've got to watch out for them. There are new laws. I'm teaching my kids when they're driving that they've got to, you know, move over and let them pass, or you've got to stay behind them. That's how the new rule is. But a lot of cyclists drive cars. They know the battles we've got to face on the road with their kind. How about...
Do you wonder if they get frustrated when they're in the driver's seat?
I don't know.
This is a very old, very, very old debate, isn't it?
A lot of these cyclists now have the body cam, so they like to film stuff and then shame drivers who do the wrong thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Imagine if he had
a body cam on, I would love that, of him bashing your Lenny the Laser and you winding the window down and having a go. That's pretty full-on, though. That's hectic, Bilks.
It's too full-on, and that's got me thinking about it, and maybe Zeke
family. He's in the wrong, 100%. I mean, I will ask you this, when you were getting out of your car and did you have your glasses on? Had you actually had a bit of a look? You're not expecting a cyclist to be coming through there.
Well, you're going through a school zone, so people are stopped. People have got kids coming into cars. You're obviously going way too fast. And if you think my door's sideswiping you, mate, you are going too fast. Why would you go through a school zone on your bike? You'd obviously slow down.
Yeah.
And be aware of all the people moving around because they follow the same rules. I know there's no 40k speed limit for them, but there's kids milling around. There's people trying to move in and out. You'd surely do it for your own safety.
Yeah, that's a. I mean, I wouldn't think he should really be cycling through there, not for fitness, at that time. Do you get a lot? Are you someone that experiences a lot of frustration at cyclists when you're on the road?
Well, I've been a cyclist over the years, and I've copped abuse from motorists as well. But yeah, they frustrate me because they sit there on the side of the bike lane, not in the lane. They're right on the line, and so your car's going close to them. You have to move over or pull over or slow down behind them. That's why they've created these rules. I know there's been a lot of accidents with cyclists over the years, but they're not courteous to drivers. They love to abuse us because they think drivers are in the wrong. Yet, I'm sure every cyclist drives a car.
Yeah, that's right. So who do you think that cyclists are more often in the wrong or drivers? Here we go.
That's a very good debate, isn't it? I wish I had some.
Well, who's in the wrong more? There you go. Ask the Zinc family. Are cyclists in the wrong when these road incidents happen or more drivers?
Matt, can you fill in what happened to you, mate?
Oh, look, I think everyone's got to pay a bit more attention. I've had that same thing happen to me where I've opened the door and the bike rider was so close to me, he just about took my door off and abused the crap out of me. But last, oh, couple of weeks ago, I was driving along Noosa and I had a bike rider fall over in front of me, a group of bike riders, right. And he was about five metres in front of me, you know. So, but it's the worst thing was, it was a brand new car and I had a bucket of render in the back.
Oh,
and
oh no.
I'm glad you can laugh about it.
well, mate, you know, when it comes down to the choice of running over someone or filling the bucket of render, I think you're better off to steal the bucket, aren't you?
So, yes, you are. Oh, no. But,
yeah, it's a bit of an age old debate, isn't it? Who should be more responsible? I think everyone's just got to be a bit more aware.
But have you had a cyclist chase after you and abuse you and bang on your car and, you know, frighten the hell out of you?
Yeah, well, he didn't chase after me because I'd just pulled up, but he stopped his bike and he got out and abused me, and we were sort of having a bit of a yellow match on the side of the road as well, you know. So it was the exact same thing as what happened to you. I opened the door, not expecting someone would be, you know, 100 millimetres off the side of my door.
Yeah, that's scary, I know.
Well, you're just not thinking about it, are you? When you're getting out of your car, it's not on your mind that you... I mean, you stopped, you're stationary. You're sort of... Obviously,
right.
you have a look to see if there's a car coming or whatever, but I don't know. Yeah. I mean, if a car will stand out far more than a cyclist, it's not necessarily on your mind to be looking for that.
Well, most of the time they're in the blind spot too, you know, because they're standing right on the side. So they're in the blind spot, so you don't actually see them and they get quite abusive because you didn't see him, but you can't see him.
Al, what's going on, Al? Tell me.
Yeah, mate, look, I've got to agree with you. It's probably 90% of the time it's a cyclist's fault, but in general it's just drivers, mate. I drive for a living and the general problem is that people have just got their head shoved up their own freckle with their own self-importance, really. Like, it's unbelievable what goes on out there.
Yeah.
I reckon cyclists think they're superior, though, because for some reason they're in those superior jobs that just, you know, make them think they own the road.
Well, I don't know, mate. Like, I've done part of this sort of work for your oversized loads, mate, and I've had actual miners try and pass us up in the table drain just to get past us with an oversized load. So it's not just cyclists out there that do it. Like, people are just brain dead these days on the road. They just want to get to where they're going and they don't care about the risk that they put anybody else in.
Yeah, it's all about them.
It is. I was on the road for already 10 minutes this morning and I've been cut off and just about put into the barrier rail of a bridge because some dickhead thought he was more important than me.
Sorry, wow. Oh, mate.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry. Pity your dash cam wasn't working.
Oh, look, I can assure you we caught the mouthful of abuse at the next set of lights. And that's the other thing that you know, really annoys me is that report, if you suffered road rage, report it. But the question that doesn't get asked is, what did that person do to deserve being yelled at and abused? Like, I'm not saying that's your case in this instance, but if people took a little bit more courteous, took a little bit more time, these things wouldn't happen. But instead, they don't care. Like, there is no thought, no common sense towards the fellow man. They just, you know, as I said, I drive for a living. What I see that goes on the road out here, it's scary,
man. We're feeling for you, Al. It is very scary.